This is VOA. I'm Marissa Milton. The Iraqi government says Prime Minister Mustafa al-Kadhimi has survived an assassination attempt and is unharmed. The government said in a statement released Sunday an explosives-laden drone tried to hit al-Kadhimi's home in Baghdad's heavily fortified Green Zone area. Residents of the Iraqi capital heard an explosion followed by gunfire from the direction of the Green Zone, which houses foreign embassies and government offices. The attack marks a major escalation amid tensions sparked by the refusal of Iran-backed militias to accept last month's parliamentary election results. Iraqi officials say seven of al-Kadhimi's security guards were injured in the attack. Sierra Leone President Julius Maada Bio said Sunday the West African country must learn from the deaths of almost 100 people killed in a fuel tanker explosion in the capital, Freetown, late on Friday. Bio said after returning from Britain, where he had attended the COP26 climate conference, quote, "We are going to concentrate on helping those who are critically injured right now." The blast happened when a fuel tanker collided with another truck at a petrol station on Friday night. According to witnesses, the flames then spread, burning people in cars and on roads nearby. The majority of the victims were street vendors and motorcyclists, many of whom were caught in the blaze while trying to retrieve fuel leaking from the tanker before it ignited. According to an eyewitness, the National Disaster Management Agency said 98 people were killed and more than 92 taken to hospital after the explosion in an industrial area of Freetown. This is VOA News. The head of Libya's National Unity Government plans to run for president next month, according to a senior official. This is an apparent breach of a pledge to remain neutral when he took office in March under a UN-backed peace process. He has become popular with public spending programs after years of civil war and could be a frontrunner to win office as Libya's first directly elected head of state since Muammar Gaddafi was overthrown a decade ago. But his decision could also add to political disputes over the election, which have overshadowed the peace process. All cabinet members had pledged not to run for president when they were appointed to the Government of National Unity, which replaced two rival administrations after years of war between factions based in the east and west. Afghanistan's Taliban appointed 44 of its members to key roles, including provincial governors and police chiefs, on Sunday. It was a key step in shoring up its governance as the country grapples with growing security and economic problems. This is the first large-scale round of appointments announced since the cabinet was formed in September. The Taliban released the list of its members' new roles, including the governor of Kabul and the city's police chief. The previous commander in charge of Kabul's security was killed this month in an attack on Afghanistan's largest military hospital in downtown Kabul. The Taliban took over the country on August 15th, but have faced an uphill battle in their promise to restore order and security after decades of war. The Islamic State has carried out a spate of attacks around the country while the economy has been plunged into crisis. North Korean state media reported Sunday the country has conducted artillery firing exercises to bolster its defense capability. These are the latest weapons tests as Pyongyang continues to pressure Washington and Seoul to abandon what it calls their hostile policy. The official Korean Central News Agency reported an artillery firing competition among mechanized units was held on Saturday, with senior government and military officials present. Since September, North Korea has test-launched a series of newly developed missiles, including nuclear-capable weapons that place U.S. allies, South Korea, and Japan within striking distance. Some experts say North Korea wants its rivals to accept it as a nuclear power state and work to ease international sanctions on the country. Via remote, I'm Marissa Milton, VOA News.